All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Allegra Paris with us. She is a fitness model, personal trainer, and just launched an activewear and swimwear brand called Allegra Paris and currently resides in Manhattan. So welcome to the show.
Hello. Excited to be here.
Yes. Pumped to have you here. So we like to go deep, quick, and learn more about you. So the first question I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
I would just say that I kind of grew up being like weird and artsy. So yeah. A story my mom always tells people is I would like go out into our backyard and make like, I'd build like little houses out of like sticks and rocks and stuff. And I once built a little house that I put in my room, and it was made of poison ivy. But I didn't know until, you know, my mom had to tell me. But it just happens. I've been creative like my whole life, so I would try to like make little businesses when I was little, and like paint my family's nails and just stuff like that. So I think kind of like my childhood and like those little stories are why I still am doing kind of this similar stuff now, but on a more like adult level.
Got it. So we got to dive deeper into this poison ivy thing real quick. So like, did people get poison ivy from it, or did your mom like caught it right away and was like, get that thing out of here?
I got the poison ivy.
Oh, you got it. Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Cause you built the whole, obviously. Okay. So you got it. And then she was like, let's not let anybody else get this. I've not heard that before. So that's cool. I like that.
Cause I grew up like on a farm basically in upstate New York.
And okay.
It was a place to be very creative and a different style. I don't know.
Got it. So, and just before we hop to the next one, did you like notice like you were different when you were younger? Or like when, or like how did that go? Was it like different for you in school or what?
Yeah, a little bit. Cause my sister was so great with like academics, and I got better with that as I got older. But when I was younger, I was just so like spatial and more just all about like art and, but you know, as I got older, I tried to kind of push it aside, but I guess I was a little bit different.
Gotcha. Yeah. Just curious. Cause I mean, it's interesting. Like normally, I don't want to say normally, but it seems to me like when you are different, when you're younger, it can be viewed as almost like a negative in a sense, cause you're not following like instruction. But then when you're older, it becomes like a big positive, you know?
Yeah. Especially nowadays, you can just really be like, it's good to be different. I don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure. So my next one for you. So you have, you know, activewear and swimwear brand, and you got to tell us anything else you have. But what's the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
Like advice on it, or like?
Yeah, advice. Like, how did you even like launch this swimwear and activewear brand? Like, how did you even do that?
I ended up going to college for entrepreneurial studies, and then. It's weird because my mom, when she was my age, started a hand-painted clothing business in the 20s. And it's so weird because I didn't obviously try to do what she did, but I started painting on my swimsuits right as I was in college and painting clothing and like giving it to my friends. So that's how I got into it, was from school and trying to create. So yeah, if I can say one thing, it's just to like find what makes your product different. So for me, I have hand-painted pieces.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And then how are you, cause for anybody listening, like what's kind of like the business side of that? So like, do you have like a Shopify store, or like how does that work? Shopify?
Yep. I have Shopify. And,
oh, okay.
I'm really thankful. Again, my sister, she's just specializes in like writing, marketing. So she's helped me a little bit with that. And then I kind of do the rest via Instagram, mostly from my following. I've been lucky enough to kind of use that.
Got it. Okay.
So, and was the Shopify store pretty easy to set up or no?
Yes, because I've used other platforms first. So I've tried like Squarespace and stuff.
Got it.
Shopify is actually really, really easy and nice. I like it.
Okay. So the main, the way the business kind of, and I know you just launched it, but the kind of way it's going to run is you have a personal brand on Instagram. You have, I'm not sure how many followers, but you've built up a big enough following. You have the Shopify, your sister's helping you with the marketing. So pretty much the people that will buy are from your Instagram following mostly. That's how you're kind of.
Yes. I'm actually looking to like eventually work with some investors and then really push it to the next level and scale it.
Gotcha.
But right now I've had really great experience with just promoting on Instagram and Facebook.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. I just like to look into like how it's working. Cause I mean, a lot of people I'm sure, mostly women would want to launch what you have launched. So just like how you did it. So Shopify store and then building an Instagram following. So next one, if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
When you say younger, how old?
Four. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, well. Eat your vegetables. No. I don't, maybe like middle school or high school.
Not to like have so much anxieties over things I can't control. A lot of like worried about the future, worried about things I don't know the answer to. Like if I could have just chilled out in a lot of those situations, I think like, well, you know, then I learned from those and now I'm a more relaxed person, but yeah. I've been less stressed out about things I can't control.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And then, so now we'll go a little bit different direction here. So in your opinion, what is the key to happiness? Stumper.
Definitely not money. All right. It's not money.
Okay.
I think really just being happy with your presence, like just being happy with where you are right now, not like what will make you happy or what did make you happy, but like, you know, going to work every day and loving what you're doing, loving your mm-hmm. family and people around you.
Gotcha. So like the present moment, being in the present moment. Yeah. Okay. So the next one is what is the best book that you've read and what's the number one thing you learned from it?
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah.
And then I also have like a little prayer book that I read at night, which I seriously love. That's so great. But
okay. No, you're good.
What I've learned is just it teaches you so much. It's just how to, exactly what the title is, but it's certain things. I think that my favorite one was learning people's names, just being really great with names and memorizing names so that when you see them again, no matter where they are, if they're more powerful than you, less powerful than you, like just knowing people's names, because people are so appreciative of when you acknowledge like who they are.
Yeah. And to go on top of that, I think what it says too, is it's like people actually like love the sound of their own name.
Yeah.
Like it's just like a thing. So,
yeah.
So Allegra, the next one I got for you is what is your favorite quote and why?
Anything worth having doesn't come easy. Nothing worth having comes easy.
Got it.
Because, you know, my mom and I will always just, she's like, you know, my momager, and she'll talk on the phone with me and we'll be like talking about just sometimes how hard everything is. Like everything is hard, but if it was easy, everyone would have it. And then what's the point?
Absolutely. So. Yeah. I love it. I agree. And so thank you for coming on. And this completes the, well, so you go by Paris, but the Fasulo tripod. So my last one for you is where can people connect with you online? And then what's the best way for them to find your activewear and swimwear brand?
Okay. So my website is just allegraparis.com.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Everything's on there. There's also like the emails listed for contacting me on there. And then I just do the most with Instagram, which is literally at Allegra Paris is my Instagram. And then the collection is at Allegra Paris Collection. So very branded. Perfect. Very like, you just and you'll find, you can reach me like literally like direct messaging and then on Facebook as well.
Perfect. Simple. Love it. So thank you again for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.